Hello, everyone. I am Shannon Mondor, a life coach, published author, public speaker, and Reiki practitioner. I am so excited to be a part of your day. With each episode, I will read passages from my debut book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? Forever Changing the Genetic Blueprint, and take you through my experiences of addiction, mental illness, sobriety, and the life lessons that I learned on my road to healing. I am brutally honest and speak my truth, and that is how I keep you intrigued as I talk openly about my feelings, my life views, and what it takes to stay sober in a culture that normalizes alcohol. I will help you to find your power within, teach you to learn and want to invest in yourself as I discuss self-image, goal setting, decision-making, faith, and much more life-changing topics. Let me be clear when it comes to fear. Without a doubt, fear is the number one indication that you must push through that barrier. The only way growth, success, and confidence is developed is when you break through the fear. Embrace fear. Get outside your comfort zone and introduce something new into your life. From that you grow, you learn, and you teach. We are God's greatest creation. So let's create. Hello and welcome to episode 13. I am Shannon Mondor and I am the host of my podcast, Fear Fighter. Life is about teaching others from our own experiences, and there was a lot that I was meant to learn in this particular stage of my life, which I did not. Once I go through this chapter, you will understand what I mean. For those that relate, please learn from my mistakes. This chapter is called Enough is Enough. Enough is enough. I think that everyone has a breaking point where they just can't take what is happening anymore. Most people, I think, are unaware of the big picture, of what is really happening to them, but others around them see it. My breaking point was when Patrick's company hosted a party and his parents came to it. The evening started out fine, but I could feel my insecurities come out almost immediately upon arriving at the party. He was busy introducing his parents to everyone, and I wasn't included. He toured them around and took them to the horse riding stables for introductions, as the company was the sponsor for a chuck wagon team. During the chuck wagons, I was left out and wasn't even included in the seating arrangement. I was left to introduce myself to all his staff and their wives completely on my own. He was too busy with his parents, tending to all their needs. Many of you may ask why I didn't just jump in and force him to include me. Well, I will tell you why. For once, just once, I wanted to be included without having to make a fucking effort. I am his wife and the mother of his children. I should have been paraded around along with his parents. I'm the one who stood by him all those fucking years while he was finding himself. I'm the one who gave birth to his children and gave him a son, his only son, to carry on his family name. That's why, just once, I deserved this. Needless to say, my night ended badly as I drank my anger and frustration away, and I ended up being taken home. This was just the start of many bad nights ahead. I started sabotaging every time we went out after that. It didn't matter where we went as a couple. Alcohol flared my anger and insecurities, ruining the evening. Eventually, we stopped going out, which was understandable. Then I resented him for not wanting to take me out. It was a vicious circle. This only gave me the reason and excuse to start drinking at home. Didn't matter if I was alone or not. I actually preferred to drink alone. My alcohol of choice was wine. I started making wine when we lived in Weyburn. This was the beginning of my addiction, but I didn't realize it. Whenever I was alone and feeling lonely, which was often, I would have a glass of wine. Then one glass became two, which became three. This didn't happen every night, but it was becoming a habit. Sometimes I would even pass out and not think anything about it. I never thought twice about how much I drank. The possibility of being an alcoholic never crossed my mind. Alcohol always played such a big part in our lives. There was never a function or family gathering that we didn't drink. We drank wine with dinner most nights. My friends and I used to joke about the amount of wine we drank, and everyone we knew drank like that. It was socially accepted. Little did I realize that every glass I drank, I was just numbing the pain I was feeling. Spring of 2013 was when I started experiencing severe mental issues. I was being triggered by flashbacks of my childhood. This came at a devastating time as my brother and nephew had just been in a motorcycle accident. Tragically, my nephew died. The accident only enhanced what was going on inside me. I was drinking lots then too, which was only making things worse. I was full of anxiety, taking antidepressants. I was a frickin' basket case. My drinking was getting totally out of hand. I was drinking from the moment I got up until I passed out in the evening. I would binge drink for a few days at a time, then stop, only to go through withdrawal and start all over again. Yet, I was in total denial, thinking I could handle my booze. I could easily drink up to 5 bottles of wine a day. I was to the point where I couldn't see a future. I was dead inside, and I wanted to kill myself. Between the flashbacks and the accident, I was forced to no longer be in denial of so many things, and change was the only way. Everything that I had suffered deep down inside was slowly and silently starting to come to the surface without me realizing. I had a mental breakdown and had become a full-fledged alcoholic. I knew from past experiences that I couldn't talk to Patrick. He was only focused on himself and the business. Besides, he'd totally lost respect for me, if he ever respected me in the first place. He just looked at me like a complete drunk. I lied to him every day about how much I drank, and I hid the wine bottles in every corner of our house. I was a complete mess and to the point of non-functioning. It was past the point of hiding it from our kids. They had an alcoholic for a mother who could no longer take care of them. I must have been such a disappointment to them. I desperately needed help. In October of 2013, my dear friend came for a visit and could see what I had turned into. I told her all about my flashbacks and she could see the mental state I was in. As she is a nurse and experienced in the field of mental illness and addiction, she knew I needed to seek treatment immediately. She was very upfront and told us both that if I didn't get help, I was going to die. I knew what she was saying was true. I didn't want to live. I also hated Patrick and couldn't stand the sight of him anymore. I blamed him for all of what had happened to me. I wasn't ready to take my share of the blame. With my friend's help and expertise, I was admitted to an inpatient addiction program located in Nanaimo, BC. I have a question for all of you out there that are listening. If you relate to my story, when is enough enough? It took me to become a full-fledged drunk that embarrassed myself and children to the point I wanted to kill myself. Is this the life that you want to live? You may hear this from me, but I am sure you have heard it from others as well. But really, when is your enough is enough? Looking back now and see the state I was in, I just shake my head. Yes, there was a time that I was full of regrets about my past, but I have forgiven myself for them and have moved forward. See, that is the key, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. Once you do that, you can step into your power, and that is when your growth of expansion for a better life begins. And yes, fear is there, and I know that is what stops us from going forward. Fear is the clearest indication that there is growth ahead, positive growth. So that is when you know you must push forward past the point of discomfort. All new and greatness comes after discomfort. That is the part of the journey. You can't grow in stillness and definitely not in stagnation. any of you want to discuss more in depth on this topic or any other, interested in booking a consult for my online coaching business, which focuses on personal development, so you can get to know who you really are, how you can make huge changes in your life, or create the life you only dreamt about, contact me on my website or email me at info@shannonmondor.com. I ask that you please do two very important things for me. Subscribe so you never miss a podcast and leave a review. All you do is scroll down and it is all available next to my contact info. Chat soon.